Welcome to Joy Moments, where we take moments of joy and spread them in ripples across the world. I'm Lacey, here with my co-host, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Lacey. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too. I am so excited to share my joy moment today.
Go for it.
We had a big, big moment in the Tomlinson household. We had our first tooth lost. Isaac lost his first tooth. And it's just, I didn't think I would care about this, but there just was this moment of like, oh my gosh, he's getting so much bigger. And it's also very funny and very us that he wanted it to happen at school. Like he's told me this multiple times. It was his front tooth on the top. He's like, I want it to happen at school because apparently they get a treasure chest if it happens at school that they put the tooth in. And so I have very purposefully not been, because I'm one of those people that like, if someone's peeling from a sunburn, like, I want to peel it. Like I have those compulsions, we'll say. And so I keep seeing his tooth because it's his front one. Like you can tell it's getting looser and looser by how wonky it gets, you know? Yesterday, he came home from school and he showed me, he's like, look how loose it is, Mom. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, it is very loose. I'm trying to play it cool. I've been doing so good about playing it cool, okay? I have never played anything cool in my life, and this is the first time it's happening, right? So he's unloading the dishwasher. He's doing his chore after school. His friend's over, and he comes rushing in. He's like, Mom, my tooth is bleeding, but it's not coming out. And I was like, do you want me to pull it? And he was like, well, let me try. So we went, we got a paper towel, and he tried a couple of times, and there's blood. So I'm like, it's coming out, bud, whether you do it or not. And he was like, you go ahead and do it. And on my second try, I pulled it. And everyone's excited, right? His friend's there. He's like so excited about it. He's like, the tooth is coming, all this stuff. And I'm like, yes, I get the joy of knowing that my compulsion is now taken. And I didn't have to do anything weird. So then the evening continues on. And to no one's surprise in my household, Isaac loses the tooth. Like, yes, he lost the tooth in his mouth, but then he lost it in our house somewhere. And if you want to have a child melts down, it is like, what am I going to do? I tooth fairy's coming. What are we going to do? So much stuff. Spoiler alert for anyone listening. If you don't want to know what the tooth fairy did, stop listening now or skip ahead. I don't know. So we came up with the idea. First of all, we looked everywhere. And so now I just have to live with the thought that there is just a tooth somewhere in my house. Who knows where? It'll show up in like, if I had to guess, it's going to show up in like a week and a half. Because who knows what he did with it. That's ADHD at its finest of moving it and then blaming it on me for him moving it and being like, you moved in. Bro, I have not touched it. Anyway, so we decided that the tooth fairy, we would leave the tooth fairy a note underneath his bed. We would draw a picture of a tooth on there. We would leave a very nice note about, we lost the tooth, but we owe, like, if we find it, we'll give it to you. Please don't punish all this stuff. And the tooth fairy did come and gave Isaac $5 for his first tooth.
Do you think the tooth fairy is going to do $5 for every tooth?
I don't. He and I had this talk this morning. He was like, yeah, it'll probably be four. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like the first tooth gets to be special. And after that, they're like a dollar or two. And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, if I was a guessing lady, if I was betting, that's what I would.
What did you get when you were, because you had five, you're right?
Yeah, but I was the youngest. See, it's so hard for me to like really contextualize growing up with like being the youngest, because I really feel like I grew up more like an only child who just had older siblings around sometimes. Like I didn't go through anything with anybody. So I think I got a dollar. I don't really remember.
Again, anyone listening who maybe wants to skip ahead or pause, we're going to discuss the tooth fairy a little bit more in depth here. There's definitely market variation of how much the tooth fairy. And I kind of had a pact with my neighbor, like, can you make sure your tooth fairy is bringing between this range? Because like the kids talk all the time. I'm like, I need to have a comp on this.
Which is why we went $5, because we were asking when other kids were around, like, how much do the tooth? And so $5 for the first one seems to be a going rate around here.
I have a really funny story about finding teeth. My parents' house, so the house I grew up in but was no longer living in, I would go back and visit. And I would stay. It wasn't the bedroom I grew up in. It kind of became the guest bedroom. There was this nightstand with this little tiny top drawer. And one day I was staying there and I was visiting and I pulled the drawer open and immediately heard this like rattle. And it was just a drawer full of teeth. And I kind of at first, like my eyes bugged out and I'm like, it was a lot of teeth. And I was like, what is happening? I'm not talking about 50 teeth. I'm talking about like 10 or less.
I'm sorry. Any teeth is more teeth than you think. Any rogue tooth that's
And
out there.
my mom loved to keep stuff, but I was like, even for my mom, this is a bit odd because at this point I was in my 30s and my siblings are older than me. So I was like, even for my mom, that's unhinged. And then I talked to my sister. She lived in my parents' house when they moved from out of state to in state and were looking for a house. And she had three kids and they lived there for a while. And so the tooth that all the teeth that they lost just ended up in that tree. It was so
Oh, I do
funny.
relate so hard to just let's just throw them somewhere and then forget about them.
My gosh, I love that story. Well, congrats to Isaac on losing his
Yeah.
first tooth.
He was so jazzed this morning. He came running in. Then, this is my other favorite thing. He was like, "Do you think if we find the tooth and then I put the tooth under my pillow, I'll get more money?" And I was like, "No. We literally said in the note, we owe you a tooth." Like, don't try to game the system, you turd.
He was thinking forward, though.
He is a very money conscious kid. We'll just say that. He wants money.
I don't blame him.
I know. Hey, he's making deals. I will say the other interesting thing that happened this morning is that Iris now is like, well, when I lose teeth, I don't want the tooth fairy to take the tooth. And I'm like, okay, guess we're writing another note, see if we can strike up a deal with the tooth fairy. Because she's like, I'm gonna have to stay awake because I want to talk to the tooth fairy. And I was like, I don't think that's how it works. It's kind of a Santa situation. I did not realize how many logistics I would have to be talking when it comes to the tooth fairy. That is a new thing for me.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way to be prepared for all parenthood throws at you. On the whole money conscious thing, I do remember at one point my son asking, does the tooth under his pillow have to be his tooth to get money? I was like, what is happening? Where are you getting teeth? Apparently
Really?
from my parents' house. I don't No, he meant like if you found, like if the dog lost a tooth. Like,
Sure.
yeah, I don't know where else he was going to get teeth, but
It's
anyways.
just a money laundering scheme with teeth.
Money laundering scheme. It would be funny at school. Like, I'll give you $1 for your tooth because I know I'm going to get $5 from the tooth fairy.
I'm not gonna knock it.
Buy low, sell high, the tooth
Yes.
market. All right. So, my joy moment, what I love about this joy moment is it's such a compounding joy moment ripple. Anyone who listens to Joyful Support knows about Teresa, a friend of mine. Her daughter and Teresa, for my son's birthday, they sent, I don't know actually how they made it, but it's like a flip book of photos. So, and they used their body to spell out all the letters in happy birthday. What was beautiful was in each photo, they were smiling. And then I was smiling, imagining them doing this. And then my son was happy. They were at some kind of farmer's market doing this. So think of all the letters in happy birthday. And they used their bodies. Like this is not their fingers, not their hands. They fully used. So sometimes it was one person, sometimes it was two people. And they spell out happy birthday. And then like, yeah, and then it flipped automatically. And then I think she even put a song to it, which was really cool. So that made me happy on so many levels. I will never forget that. And yeah, it felt like a joy ripple. Can you imagine walking through a farmer's market and you look over, what are those people doing? They're smiling. They're bent
Sporting their
over.
body. It
So
reminds me of
anyone.
another happy thing in our house the past week is Isaac's school was having a fundraiser. And he's a very money conscious kid, as we've discussed. And so he really wanted to raise money. His first thing was like, "Can I give $10?" And I was like, "Bud, calm down." So he's also declared that he wants to be a YouTuber, which is just something I struggle with in general. But I've told him, I was like, we can do stuff like that if you want to create. If you are creating, I mean, we're not going to post it. He's not going to be, you know what I mean? But So I told him, I was like, come up with ideas and we'll make YouTube type videos and you can practice and that kind of stuff. And so I told him, I was like, we should make YouTube videos to try to get people to donate. And so we made what I think is an epic ask video and then proceeded to make thank you videos for the people who donated as a way to solicit more donations, right? And we raised some money. So that was good. Did it usually just mean me sitting there and making the videos? Yes. The act of creating it together was so much fun and like a good little activity for our household. So I think that's something that I don't always give enough credit to, of like, yes, this outcome type thing that might seem overwhelming is a barrier, but using it as an opportunity to do an activity together was really, really lovely.
And I saw the video.
I didn't even send you the other ones. They were like themed, like cinema themed. So we had a horror one that was a monster violet called Attack of the Baby. There was another one that was like a mystery. Yeah.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Oh, so much joy. Can I tell you another joy that's going to make you laugh?
Yes, please. Always.
The other day we were doing joy with the family and I took a walk, and within this one walk, in this one specific area, I saw 4 monarch butterflies, like newly hatched. I saw 3 snakes in one walk. I saw a praying mantis, but 3 snakes and a praying mantis and 4 monarchs.
Like they knew you're coming, Sarah. And they're like, let's get out there and say hi to her.
What was really cute was I was trying to get one of the snakes off the road so it didn't get smooshed. And this little tiny baby snake was all ferocious. And he was like, well, I'm going to get you. And he kept trying to snap at me. And I kept going, you are so adorable. You are so cute. And he was like, nah. I also helped a snapping turtle move across the road on another day. Y'all, that word snap is like an understatement. If you've ever seen a snapping turtle snap, it is, whoa, I think I peed a little when I tried to get.
I am so glad there are people like you in the world doing that work, Sarah, because it's never going to be me, but I am glad that you exist to do it.
I'm a bit of a nutter butter. Well, this was so fun recounting our joy moments. I hope somebody out there, at least one person, just had a little moment of joy just hearing our joy moments and laughing about the teeth market. As always, if you have joy moments that you want to share, we want to hear them. We want to amplify them. And remember, if joy moments, you're like, I don't have joy moments, it's anything that makes you happy, anything that made you smile, anything that brightened your day, anything that you enjoyed, it just anything that felt good within the limits of PG.
We're glad that other things make you feel good. We just don't need to be a part of it.
Well, thank you, Lacey. I had so much fun this morning.
Me too.
Are you tired of scrambling to track your baby's daily routines? Meet Cubtail, the smart parenting assistant that revolutionizes how you monitor your little one's needs. With Cubtail's innovative tracking buttons and easy-to-use app, you can effortlessly log feedings, diaper changes, and sleep patterns with just one click. No more fumbling with your phone at 3 a.m. Join thousands of parents who've discovered the peace of mind that comes with Cubtail. Visit www.cubtail.com/LaceyShares
and use our link
to start your parenting journey with less stress and more joy. Cubtail, making parenting simpler, one click at a time.